Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tuning us in and turning us on. As I said to you earlier today, this is a very special day of broadcasting for me. You know, when I think about the influences that I've had in my life and what it means to be very, very sick, to be in a life-threatening situation with your health, and you just heard me talk a little bit about that in the previous hour, but what happens to us when we have those experiences? You know, what happens? How are we changed? And what is it that we open ourselves to when we come to that place where science would tell us we don't have much time to live, or science would tell us that we're never going to be able to live to the fullest of who we are, or science would tell us that we better put our affairs in order? But what happens when we go along that pathway and along the way, something happens, something that is hard to describe. Sometimes, especially if we're in the world, our friends and our family around us don't understand what's happening to us. Maybe there's a part of our lives where we seem more withdrawn, where we're not able, part of what we're going to talk about today. You know, I am honored to have somebody joining us here today to talk with us about the journey and about a film, the film by which today we are going to be giving several tickets out, Immortal Hero. And my special guest today that is joining me, Mr. Uchimura, who's joining me here today, Rocky Uchimura, which is not, as we talked about, is not, you know, his full name, but who's joining me here today as someone that has been part of creating something that tells a story that goes beyond what most of us may understand about our lives, but that also talks about how we can be touched, divinely touched, in a way that enables us to do great things in the world. Today, not only are we going to talk about Immortal Hero, but the film, and I'm going to tell you the details in a little bit, will be playing in Seattle, and we have 10 tickets to give away to this film that is going to be at the AMC Pacific Place, 11, October 18th to the 24th. But the question really is, and we're going to explore this, the question really is, when we get touched by what we call spiritual events in our life, when we get something that changes us from the person we were a day ago, and now something new happens to us that says, I am going to abandon the path that I was on, and I need to be on a different path. Each of us has a different way. Today, you're going to hear that story. Rocky, thank you for joining me here today.
Hi, Pat. Thank you very much for having me here in your program. Really appreciate it.
I want to talk about the film, but before we talk about the film, I want to talk about you, if I could.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Because when I look, first of all, I watched the film several times already. Really, really beautiful. Beautiful. But I want to talk with you a minute. You are intimately involved with this. And I want to ask you, What is it about your life? What is it that touched you so deeply so that you are now sort of a champion for this story?
Mm-hmm. Okay. When I was young, when I was graduated from a university, and then maybe 2 years later, I was sent to Australia and then started the subsidiary company by myself and hiring people, maybe 10, 20, and going up to the 30, and not just the only Australia, but New Zealand as well. So I was businessman, totally business involved. Mm. And I wasn't really spiritual at all at that time. And then didn't really like the religion at all either. However, one day when I had some business trip to overseas, America that was, and then the guy sitting next to me started to talk to me about spirituality. And that was fascinating, really great story. And then, but he didn't talk to me about the what kind of that kind of the information comes from. And then when I come home to Australia and then try to find out, and that was the happy science teaching and taught by the Ryuho Okawa. And then I started to read his book, and the first book I read was the Laws of the Sun. And then that was an amazing book. And then I was really searching, you know, about the where I come from and where I'm going to. And then I couldn't work out when I read the old religious books. But then the Laws of the Sun answered to me first time. And then I thought, I got it. Every answer is here. And all the answer was answered in the book, a very special book. And then, you know, so I was amazed and started to search the happy science and then reading books, a lot of books. And then eventually I joined Happy Science as the staff member after 10 years.
Your story brings us around to really looking at, and I want to ask you about this. I mean, right now, we're seeing the world today, especially just today, we're seeing the world in such turmoil.
I know.
And then here we are talking about this movie, which talks about something very different in Immortal Hero. I don't think there's a mistake about the contrast and what we see in the world, right? Or not just what we see in the world, but more importantly, how the movie takes us to a different place of being. Tell us about how the movie came about.
In the movie, actually, most of us having lots of suffering, difficulty, and, you know, particularly in the middle-aged people, and with the family problem, husband and wife problem, parenting and parent and child problem. And then sometimes people have the despair. And also the maybe the illness may come up and then giving a big effect to the family situation. So really, we trying to convey the message of everybody, humankind, everybody has got the power of mind, and then which is spiritual power, and then which may not be revealed by the science. So anyway, science has revealed only a part of the whole universe or nature. So so many things as is the revealed, and then part of that is the spiritual power, and which is the power of mind. Mr. Ryuho Okawa is talking about everybody has got the power of mind, and then you can use it and change the situation when you have a trouble with illness or with some trouble, difficulty, and you can be connected spiritually to the heavenly world and then change yourself and then change others as well.
You know,
in a positive way.
Exactly. I mean, do you think, and let me ask this question, do you think that illness sometimes, or illness that comes up in our lives sometimes, is really a catalyst for us to change spiritually?
The illness itself has got the meaning sometimes. And then actually, all of us has the purpose of life. And then what is the purpose of life? And then through this life, and you are going to learn something. And then sometimes you cannot learn anymore, and then you have to stop, and then you have to review yourself, and then consider your life again deeply. So then you may have such an ill coming up to stop you. So once you deeply get into your mind and find out the real reason and started to use power of mind correctly, and then that may, the illness may go away.
Yeah. One of the things that we now know about science and the mind is how powerful it is and how very little we use it. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Rocky, we're going to talk about, you know, what is it about this movie? What is the story about? And Benny, we're going to start to give tickets away. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride Unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We're talking about a film that will be released in the greater Seattle area and across the world, pretty much. But it's October 18th to the 24th, and it's at the AMC Pacific Place, 11, my favorite number. And we have 8 tickets we are going to be giving away. And so Mr. Benny is going to be doing that. And I would love to open up the phone lines and start that process right now. 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And joining me today is Rocky, who I said before is deeply involved. Rocky Uchimura is joining me here today. And we are talking about the film, but we're talking about the journey. Rocky, thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you, Pat.
Listen, let's talk about the film. I was struck by the film, and I want to tell you a little bit why. Yep. I was watching the film, and as I was watching the film, and I'm going to have you explain it, so I don't want to give away too much. But there was a scene in the film in the hospital, and there was a moment of awakening, and I remember when I was sick and very, very sick.
Yep.
I had a moment which I couldn't describe to people.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I think there are people that are so longing to have that sort of awakening. So I'd like to ask you to share with our listeners what the film is about, because it's a beautiful film, but it's also a film that talks about possibilities.
Yes. Okay. This movie is based on a true story that happened on Ryuho Okawa. And actually, same thing happened to him. So as you said, the one day, he was the bestseller author and he had a publishing company. And one day when he go home, on the way home, he had a heart attack. And normally, once you have a heart attack, and you got to go to the hospital straight away. Yeah. However, he didn't do that. And he gone home, and they had a list. And the next day, he went hospital. And then he walked around the hospital and having a whole lots of the inspection. But at the end of the day, and the doctor couldn't believe still he is alive. And you must have died already. And then he straight away, he stayed at the hospital. And the doctor's diagnosis is your heart swollen and enlarged. And then bottom half didn't really beat at all. And then both lung was filled with the water. And so none of the people who has this diagnosis cannot be alive. So, but the Okawa was still alive, and then he asked the doctor, and what do I do? And my heart is enlarged, so I will shrink it. And then he started to talk to his heart every day, and he started the rehabilitation one day by day. And then he did it. And heart shrunk, and old water gone. And in 10 days, he could leave hospital. So that was a miracle, real miracle. And then also this is a true story happened to Master. Mm-hmm. And then he said, this is the willpower and the power of mind, because he believes he cannot die now. I have still a mission to fulfill and to provide this teaching to all over the world. So I have to leave. So heart, lung, work for me. So that's how he did it. And then since then, his belief on the power of mind is getting stronger and stronger, and he felt the mission. He has to convey this power to all over the world. So that's about this movie.
Yeah, I am really so thrilled that we're talking about this. And let me tell you why. You know, there are people that have been in similar situations. And I remember working with my doctor, my natural doctor, and I also remember some of the other people I worked with. And one of the women I worked with, Dr. Chen, worked with me to understand the power of the mind. And I have to tell you, back when this was happening for me, I wasn't the person I am today. I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't have the spirituality. I didn't have the belief that I have today. And so, but I knew that something changed in me. And I wanted to ask you about this because it's in the film and people will see it. But what I learned was that I literally could, with my mind, destroy organisms in my body that were attacking my body. But I kind of kept it to myself. I kept it to myself, because if you go back, 15 years ago or so, we weren't talking about this. What was the impact on Master Okawa's family? What was the impact?
Actually, the very simple principle of law is here. And what that is, what you have in your mind, not just the heart, but your subconsciousness, what you have, whatever you have in the subconsciousness, manifests in the future. And then it varies from person to person. It may take time, longer, sometimes shorter, but whatever you have in your subconsciousness will manifest. That is the principle and law. So that is why sometimes if you have a very strong negativity towards other people and trying to attacking other people, or blaming other people, that negativity stays there and sometimes bouncing back to yourself and then hurt yourself. That's going to happen. So that's why to use the power of mind, you have to make your mind right and then trying to renew the old negativity and fill up with the positive thinking. But without realizing, we tend to have such a negativity in our mind. So how to remove this negativity? And we have to keep our mind right, right mind, we call. So to obtain the right mind, we have to review our mind in really depth and find out the cause of the negativity. And once you find out your negativity, and then you can remove it. But it's like taking a shower every day for the physical body, and just such kind of, you know, trying to obtain the right mind is the taking shower for your mind. So once you achieve such a right mind, and then you can be released from this kind of the sometimes disease or illness or really even in a bad situation. So that is the principle.
Yeah. What I love about this, and I want to just tell everybody again, we are giving tickets away on the show, 1-800-930-2819. And I think Big Benny's given away either individual tickets or a pair. So please call in. The movie, I just want to make sure y'all know, is called Immortal Hero. And today, Mr. Uchimura is joining me here today. And we're talking about this, and especially about, Rocky, your involvement in the film, but the messages it brings forth. Now, look, I want to say this to you before we go to break.
Mm-hmm.
My friends that know me from growing mm-hmm. up, I grew up in New York City, and I had a pretty rough life. You know, I was mm-hmm. homeless at 17. Mm-hmm. When they see what I'm doing now, and they look at me and they say, we don't believe that you're alive, number one, but we don't believe you're not locked up in jail someplace. And
wow.
But they don't understand what happened to me when I got sick.
Uh-huh.
See, I came back from this in 2004, and I had just started the show, and I changed wow. the show completely.
That's a miracle.
I didn't understand it, but
yeah.
I watched the movie.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow. So I didn't put it together. Like, I came back.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going to do a different kind of show. And by the way, the listeners, actually, because this talks
yep.
to what you're saying about positivity. Once
yep.
we created this and then created an all positive talk network of people,
yep.
what happens, though, is the listeners name the show something different. And
mm-hmm.
so I want to talk with you when we come back.
Okay.
About how we can help people understand that what they have inside of them, it's hard to describe the potentiality, but
yeah.
if you know what it's like to heal a disease that most
mm-hmm.
people say you shouldn't have lived through,
mm-hmm.
what else is possible with us? And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the film, and I want to talk about what the spiritual journey and the subconscious mind could do once we do the thing you said, and that is change it around. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
I am not there, I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Rocky is joining me. Rocky Uchimura is joining me here today. And look, this is so here's what I want to say to everybody before we talk about the power of the mind. But I want to talk about the film for a minute, because for many people, unless you've watched this film, right, you might be looking at this and you might be saying, especially there's a part in the film that I related to almost immediately. And it was one of the lectures that Master was doing, and I was watching it, and what happened is he starts to talk, and there was one thing in particular, Rocky, that I was really struck by when he says the mind, he's talking and he's looking at the heart, and mm-hmm. he's talking about the heart that stops contracting and expanding. So he educated himself about this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as he's educating himself about this, you know, he starts to, and these are my words, but I'm simplifying it, of course. But as he's educating himself about it, he starts to then discover that, wait a minute, if this is how it works, what can I do with my mind to, and this is, I'm paraphrasing, to tell my heart how to work? And I was watching the film, and he says to the doctor, good to know, doctor. Thank you very much. Because this was after the doctor was talking with him. Mm-hmm. And I remember for myself, I was sitting down with Dr. Darvish, who is an amazing light being. Mm. And I asked her, and I had three doctors at the time. And I asked all three of my doctors to talk about what they were seeing from each of their perspectives, right? One was a medical doctor, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, one was a medical doctor. Yeah. The other one was a natural doctor. Yeah. And the third one practiced something in between. And in the film, he says, in our modern time, we are overly spent and we beat ourselves too much. And so he says we create illness subconsciously. Mm-hmm. And then we get sick and we feel as if hope is lost from the world. And then he says, but your body is not your true self. And he goes on to say, your true essence, and he talks about this, is your soul.
Yeah.
So he says, can be cured by keeping a bright and positive mindset. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you this.
and I would love for you to talk about this and talk about the film. Mm-hmm. And also to talk about what it is in the movie, yeah. Master Okawa, what it yeah. is yeah. that he's telling yeah. us. Because I'll tell mm-hmm. you what, when I got sick,
yep.
I had the only thing I was physically capable of doing, Rocky, at the time, was a positive talk show. And then I created mm-hmm. a positive, all positive talk network yes. with 10 yes. channels. That's the yeah. only thing I could do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was guided by spirit to do it.
Mm.
I don't think yeah. I'd be alive today if mm-hmm. I didn't have that. Can you talk about the message of the film and specifically about the part of the film that I was so struck by here?
Yeah. So, you're right. And then I believe that you use the power of mind to recover from your illness, I think. And then mainly because of the you realize the positive power, positiveness. Positive thinking is so important to your health as well, that most of people do not really realize how strongly the mind works. Simply, they believe the mind is the operation of the brain and has no impact. But that's not true. Our thoughts can both create and also heal illness. And scientific studies have also proven the thoughts evoking strong negative emotions such as hatred or anger or jealousy and depression and that kind of things have damaging effect to your body and triggering the release of stress hormones and the creation of the free radicals, so on. So actually, mind affects to the body, physical body directly. So that is why you need to control your mind in the subconsciousness and not to have a negativity. And then after the that disease, as you mentioned, and Riho Okawa realized, you know, so many people having the same suffering or difficulty from illness, and then he thought he wants to save people and utilizing the same thing and save, trying to help other people. That was the message he has got from his own illness, and then stand up to help all other people and for the greater happiness of humankind. So from that part on, he worked so hard and then writing a book and making a lecture and just simply trying to work for the greater happiness of humankind. So sometimes that kind of positive message coming from the illness.
Yeah.
That's a side effect too.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really interesting because at the time, and I want to talk about this for the film, but let's do this, Benny. Let's give another pair of tickets away if we can. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You know, Rocky, I want to ask you about this because I don't want to give the whole film away to the folks listening. I really want them to watch it. But I will tell you that as I went through the film and I heard Master Okawa talk about his experience and what the message was about keeping a bright and positive mindset. Mm-hmm. I think that this is a powerful message for our time. I want to ask you this. What was it about him that, you know, where he said, I want to create this film. I want to bring this film to the world today. Can you talk about that? Because he could have done this film 10 years ago, but it's done now. Tell me mm-hmm. what brought this film to the forefront for you all.
Mm-hmm. think looking at the world, you know, the world is in a chaos, and so many people are suffering right now. And the real message, you know, when we say positive mind, positive thinking and negativity, and, you know, that sounds like just a general normal thing in this world. However, the cause of the negativity may come up from the, you know, people start to lose their faith, and then actually start to lose their connection to spiritual world or maybe heavenly world. So once we talk about the positivity in our mind and also the rightness, and the secret actually to achieve that is the having access to heavenly world, and enlightenment also relating to that directory. So faith is kind of the important pipe to the heavenly world and positivity and light and rightness. So sometimes Ryuho Okawa, using the metaphor of the big cosmic tree, and then yourself and myself could be represent of the each leaf, and then on the same tree, and then one branch could be a represent of the nation or family. Mm-hmm. Small branch could be family, and then large branch could be country, and sometimes race, maybe religion. But all things comes out from the big tree, which is could be an absolute being like a god, and all nutrition coming through the branches and then supplied to the each leaves. So we are part of one, and it's nonsense to blame each other because we are one. Anyway, it looks like we are separated, but spiritually we are one.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of the fact we really need to realize. And then as a part of the one, and we're trying to function in a right way, and then eliminating the negativity from ourselves, and then trying to contribute positiveness to the tree. Like when we got the sunshine as a leaf, and we can send something to the tree back. The same way, and as a human being, if we can giving love to others, and eventually the appreciation coming back to you, and that could be a source of the such a gratitude, giving you the positiveness, and then remove the negativity. So the secret message behind this is the kind of the faith we really need to realize is such an absolute being, like a sun, and the sun giving the light to everything and everybody, you know, day and night, even above the crowd, in a cloudy day, above the crowd, and still sun is shining. And then absolute being trying to spiritual energy all the time to us. And we need to realize that, and we need to receive that. And then that's going to be a very positive, powerful energy to us. And then having a gratitude towards that, and then we can receive it, and we can use it, and we can convey that energy to other people for greater happiness. So such way we can spread the happiness to all over the world, and then we can change the world for the better world.
In the film, there's a part where Master Okawa says, "I'm not living my life for me anymore.
That's right.
I'm living for a mission." And
That's
he's explaining this to his family.
Yes.
And you know, I have to tell you, I'm watching the expression in the family. And I remember telling at the time my family that I was on a mission. And mm-hmm. I was going to continue to do the radio show. Now, think about this for a minute, because I think you'll relate to this. Ultimately, it ended in my partner leaving because mm-hmm. I was doing something that didn't make sense. I was spending mm-hmm. money buying airtime, right, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. bring a positive message in the world. What the reality for other people was, look, you just finished school. You got a doctorate. You should be getting a big fat corporate job and making a lot of money. But instead, you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars to do this crazy positive talk show. You should go see a psychiatrist.
No, that's not right. And what you're doing is very right things to do, I believe. And then most valuable or important thing is doing something for others.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Makoto said in the film. And, you know, so kind of selfless, but doing things for others. And then that's most precious things you can do. And that's what you're doing right now. So really, you know, I respect what you're doing there. And that's, thank you so much. And for your work to make this world better.
Thank you. I also want to thank all of you, because what people will see in the film is they will see what it's like, because we have amazing listeners here, Rocky. The listeners we have, these folks have been with us for 15 years. They're all over the world. They know what it's like to have a vision and a dream to create a better world. They also know, you know, what it's like to really stand tall in the face of truth, right? And to understand that truth from yourself. Mm-hmm. They know this. But what you do in the film and the way you show the journey of how somebody goes through this, and how he is able to talk about it to family, and then ultimately do exactly what he said he was going to do. See, I think what's happening here for me is you're showing other people that, yes, you may have to talk to your family and friends about your vision and your life and your dream and what you're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at some level we must do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct. That's correct. So that's why, you know, the you need to find your true self, mm-hmm. and sometimes the false self coming up to interrupt you to achieve the mission. Sometimes some influence or negative influence coming out from other people, sometimes from your mind too. But most important one is find true self. And what was your mission you already have? Even before you're born to this world, you must have some mission and the purpose of this life. So finding out your true mission is very, very important. And then trying to achieve that with the guide of the high spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And then showing, trying to make yourself, you know, right, you know, eliminating the negativity all the time, every day, day by day things. So, but most of people do not really realize the mission. Everybody has got a mission and a different mission, different purpose. Yep. And we have to accomplish that in a short life. Life is short, and then money is not the everything, really. But most important one is a mission and then contribution to this world. What we can do to others, what you can do to this world, and what you can give, and what you have given to other people, that's what you had. Because you had those things, that's why you could give. So that means your wealth. You know, what are you looking at? The what you gave is your wealth. What you had, your very rich soul. That's why you could give. So that is a purpose. We have to grow ourselves to give more to the people, to contribute to more to the world. So if everybody think like this way, then this world could be better.
I remember a part in the film, and I remember myself facing myself one day. And there's a part in the film where the question is asked. He asked the question, do you believe faith can heal your body or heal yourself? And there's a story and a conversation that goes on about this. And as I was watching the film, I could see that this was a point of discovery. It wasn't a place of doubt. It was a point of discovery. And I will say this, that I think you're absolutely right. Everyone listening to the show, everyone has a purpose. And there are people that feel hopeless, that they don't have a purpose. But I know they do. And I believe in that for our listeners. I really believe that everyone that is here has a purpose. I think we get so discouraged and we take in so much negativity about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We start to not even like ourselves. That we have to really, like you said, we have to get to that place where we can remember who we are.
Yeah, that's correct. That's very true. But we people tend to forget that fact.
Yes.
And then because so many negativity going around us.
Yeah.
When you go out, maybe at home, and it could be okay. But there's some bad news coming from the TV every day, and you know we could be affected by that. So
that's right.
That's why.
I want to make sure, folks. Everyone has the website, so let me give that out. The film is Immortal Hero, and the website is that. It's immortal with a hyphen dash, right? Immortal-hero.com. So if you go there, what you'll be able to do is you'll see the trailer. You'll find out where it's playing. You'll get a look at the cast in the film and take a look at sort of the story and the history behind it. And, you know, part of this, too, is, as we said, we're giving tickets away for Seattle. It's the AMC Pacific Place 11, and that's on Pine Street, and that's in Seattle. And we've given a bunch of tickets away, but it's not the only place. For my California friends, take a look at it in Orange County. For those of you that are in Pasadena, please look at it there. San Francisco. For all my New York friends that I know are listening, please look it up. It's there. And you'll start to see in places in the United States where it is. For my Florida friends and listeners there too. And then mostly for all of Canadian listeners and our Canadian hosts, there are a bunch of places here. Rocky, one last question. Thank you today so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. What is your personal...
Just one more thing, and before the theoretical in the show, and we will attend the film festival in San Diego on the 16th as the world premiere, and the 7 p.m. And that, if somebody, some listener is there, and then together is available, so please have a look. And thank you very much for listening. My talk. It wasn't really great, but thank
great.
You very much, Pat, and then you gave me very good guidance.
No, you were awesome. Rocky, I want to thank you so much. Please thank everybody involved in this. And hopefully the folks that will watch this will understand the power that they have in their mind, the power that they have in their faith, and the power that they have to heal. Thank you so much, Rocky.
Thank you so much, Pat. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, please, everyone, check it out, immortal-hero.com. Lots of places. And for those of you out there, the way this film was created, it really does take you on a journey of discovery, of what it's like to make that discovery and really know that you're called to share what you have and go through the family and go through what it means to really share the message. For those of you out there that are struggling to share your true self, this will help you. Thank you all. We'll see you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.